No, that isn't what I want to hear. If you tell me no again, I'm going to cut that tongue out of your pretty little mouth and make you swallow it like the dog you are. Speaking of which, did you have a nice nap, my pets? No talking. You know better than to speak. Dogs don't talk. Puppy, you come here. Genevieve, you're dismissed. Just what do you think you're doing, pup? It seems that you have forgotten all the rules. Did that nap make you stupid? Do I need to remind you? Crawl on your hands and knees like a good bitch. There. Isn't that so much better? So much more natural for the little doggy? You should be grateful it was just Genevieve who saw you on your two legs. If it was someone like Raphael, you would be in some deep shit with me. Sit by my boots. Good. Good. Bare that neck for me. Oh, so good. Feels good to be leashed again, doesn't it? A short leash suits you so nicely. I don't like when you can wander away from me. The risk of you getting lost is much too high, and you're my favorite plaything. Stick your tongue out for me. Good. Now lick the boot. Go on. Seriously, I'm waiting. Look, you are going to clean my boots with your pretty tongue, and if you do a good enough job, I'll let you hump them until you come. So go on. Lick. Good pet. Start at the pointed tip. You like how the leather tastes, don't you, puppy? I should really have you do this every day to whatever pair of shoes I'm wearing. I'm sure you would enjoy it, huh? After all, puppies do love the shoes of their owner. That's it. That's a good dog. Run your tongue along the sides. Very nice. Don't miss a single inch. Here, I'll even help you get a better angle. I'll put my foot directly in front of your face and point it. Now you don't have an excuse. Lick all the way up the boot. And I mean all the way. That's it. Over the calf, over the knee, just to the thigh. Good. You really are a pathetic little puppy. Did you know that? You're so sad. I was going to ask, what self-respecting human would lick the boots of a person who owns them? But then I remembered, you're not human. Not anymore. You're just a filthy mutt licking my boots, trying so hard to be good for your owner. So desperate for my approval, my praise. Just like a puppy should be. Make sure to get under the boot too. Oh, don't give me that look. I can tell you're enjoying this. Did you forget? You're naked except for the silver collar that dangles from your neck and the short leash I attached to it. You are all on display, pet. There's nowhere for you to hide. You can't deny that you enjoy the feeling of shame. You love being treated like this, being made to worship the ground I walk on. You know you're not worthy of being touched by my skin, that is something you would have to earn, and at your rate, you're never going to. When you lick the bottom, you're going to spread your legs for me. Good pet. A little bit wider. Perfect. I don't want you to be able to hide how turned on you are right now. I don't want to hear you say you're not, because clearly, you are. If anyone came in right now, they would see a filthy dog, naked, horny, licking the bottom of my boots. And you know what the best part is? I'm sure they wouldn't even be surprised to see such a depraved puppy so happily doing what they're told. What a pitiful, endearing noise you just made. I might be cruel, but you wouldn't want it any other way, would you? No. No, you wouldn't. Being cruel, keeping you on this short fucking leash, forcing you to do humiliating things like this only proves to me how much you would do for me at the expense of yourself. You would do absolutely anything for your mistress, wouldn't you, puppy? Even if it is at the expense of your own dignity. That's why you make such a good boot bitch, licking every single inch of this patent leather. All that shame you feel right now, it only turns you on more, gets you more riled up. In fact, if I place a boot between your thighs right now, just like this, are you going to start humping it? Go on. Such a pathetic little bitch. You're so desperate for it. Hump the boot you just cleaned with your tongue. That's a good puppy. Stick your tongue out while you run up against my boots. There you go. I don't want that tongue put back in your mouth until you come all over my pretty, pretty boots. Look at you. Such a pitiful little thing. Absolutely shameless. Really? You were quite the find for me. The perfect mix between wanting to please and being an absolute degenerate. No concern for your surroundings. You're not even thinking about the leather right now. The leather you're humping? It's covered in your own saliva. Your own spit is the lube you are using to fuck my boot. You're not even good enough for lube. And you want to know what the best part is? You want to know what's really, really funny to me? You are such a slut that you don't even need to touch yourself to get off. You can get off on anything, can't you? A shameless fucking whore. Perfect for being my lewd little dog. You obey my every command. You do what you're told. It's what you're good at, isn't it? Being a filthy mutt for your mistress? That's right. That's what you are. You're just a mutt. You think anyone else would hump a leather boot as eagerly as you are? Do you think that licking someone's boot while naked and collared should turn a person on? No. No, it shouldn't. That is what makes you a dog and not a person. You need to be controlled, pet. A strict hand is where you thrive. Such a pathetic little thing that needs to be owned. Too stupid to think for yourself, huh? Need a mistress to control your every thought, your every action. That's why you're humping my boots. Because I told you to, and you love it when I force you to humiliate yourself for my entertainment. Just look at the faces you're making. They're downright sinful, and you're enjoying it so fucking much. What a good doggy for me. Obeying my every command just like a well-trained puppy. You know, with my office door unlocked, anyone, and I mean anyone, could just walk in and they would see you running up against me like a bitch in heat. So desperate for relief. So needy for praise. You're such a dirty whore. I don't think they would even pay you any mind. Just another occurrence in my office. They would simply look down at you with disdain and continue talking to me. Your whimpers, grunts, all those adorable doggy noises you're making right now while working your hips, they wouldn't even be a distraction in the conversation. That's how little everyone here thinks of you. The only person who considers you to be a high-value bitch around here is me. And that's because I keep you on this short leash, and I don't let you do anything for yourself. Do you even realize how long you've been humping my spit-soaked boot? And you just keep going and going. It proves that you were a sorry excuse of a human, but make a wonderfully slutty dumb pup. Being a human was too much for you. Living the life of a pet with a short gilded leash is much better for you. Being taken care of suits you much better than providing for yourself. You, my sweet, can't be left to your own devices. A filthy dog that humps a boot can't take care of themselves. That desperate look in your eyes, it makes you look even more pathetic. If I gave you the option to stop humping my leg right now, you wouldn't take it. You want to come all over my boot like the messy bitch you are. You want to ruin the boot you just cleaned with your tongue, getting drool all over yourself while you work your hips. Just like the dumb dog you are, a drooly, needy mess. I should film this and show you what you look like from my point of view, though I have a feeling it would just turn you on more to see how desperate you are. All your humility is stripped away. Any ounce of that thinking brain, completely dismissed. It's not like those two things do a puppy any good. A good dog obeys. You're my good puppy, aren't you? Aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Such a sweet loot thing humping my shiny, shiny boots. Look at the mess you're making on them. It's all from you, mutt. You're going to have to lick the boots clean again after you come against it. It's funny, because I don't even have to fuck you to have you wrapped around my finger so eager to please. All I have to do is put out my boot and you start fucking it like it's my strap or something. I bet sticking this boot that you've made a complete and total mess of inside you would bring you more pleasure than my strap or my fingers or even my fucking mouth. Dumb little boot slut, humping it like a bitch in heat. There really is no difference between you, my lovely pet, and a dog on the street. Both of you have the blind obedience and trust, and you look at me with those adoring eyes. I can be as mean as I want to you, and you would still look up at me like that, wouldn't you? You can give me the puppy dog eyes all you want. You better not come before I tell you to. I'm going to give you a countdown when I think you're ready to. But I'm not done having my fun yet. Not done watching my slutty dog hump my leg. Is my little bitch trying not to come? Is my little bitch trying to be a good doggy for mistress? Oh, look at you. You haven't earned your orgasm yet. You've earned more humping. You can keep ruining the boot that you did such a nice job at licking clean. Make sure to get it nice and dirty so that you can taste yourself on it when I make you run your tongue along it again afterwards. And this time you aren't going to be able to get out of cleaning both of my boots just because I notice how fucking horny you get being naked, on your knees, with only a collar and leash on, licking my tall, thigh-high leather boots clean. You are going to clean them both with that pretty mouth of yours, and every spot you miss, that's another day in chastity. I know, it's so mean, but it's what you need. It'll teach you not to miss any spots. It is also going to help you learn to put your own horniness to the side to please me. Oh, I know. You're just a dumb puppy, but wanting to hump my boot all the time isn't reasonable. It's why I have to keep you on such a short, short leash. You can't control yourself. A mutt like yourself can't be astray. You need an owner. You need me. I know what is best for you. So you just need to follow my instructions and keep humping my boot without coming. I haven't given you permission yet, and a good doggy doesn't do anything without permission from their mistress. You're a good puppy, aren't you? Yes, you are. Who's my good little pet? Who's my good little dog? It's you. Such an adorable little pup. Aw, look at you. A promiscuous little slut trying so hard to be good and not come. How close are you, puppy? Are you getting close to coming? That's a shame for you. You don't need to come yet. I know that my good doggy can hold out just a little bit longer. Remember, I'm going to be giving you a countdown so you know when you can come. I'm going to give you what you need soon enough. I want it to keep building up. It's going to feel so much better when I give you permission if I keep making you work your hips like that. Edging yourself, trying so hard to be good for me. And I know you are. I can see it in your eyes. You want to be a good slut pup for me. You've done good so far. You've made Mistress very proud. You just need to wait a little bit longer, bitch. Very soon, you are going to get my mercy, and I'm going to let you come all over the pretty boots that you have been humping yourself so shamelessly against. No thoughts in that cute little head of yours. No fear of anyone watching, because who cares if anyone sees a puppy humping something? They're just a dumb animal. Of course they're going to give in to whatever they're feeling. You can't help it, puppy. Just a drooly mutt rutting against my shiny boots, making such a mess. Oh, look at you. You're making the most pitiful noises. All right. I think I'm going to let you come. Ready? 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. Come on, just 20 more seconds. 20 more seconds of humping my pretty, pretty leather boots. You can last that long, I know you can do it. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 and a half, 2 3/4, 1. Come for me, puppy. You've earned your orgasm. Come all over the pretty leather boots that you just licked clean. Make an even bigger mess, like the dumb bitch in heat that you are. Come on. That's it. Good dog. Very good pet for mistress. Coming on command like that is kind of like another trick, isn't it? Like sit or roll over? I need to get you to be able to come on command without any pretense. Is that something you would like, pup? Oh, I bet it is. I'll ask Genevieve to research that later. But you, my messy little pup, you need to lick clean the boots. I don't want them to stain, so get to it.